MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rail.
Mark Out Radio.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
Doc, Corey.
Yes? What is it? What do you want?
Sorry, but you're about to make a very big mistake. I don't know where I am. It's like I'm breaking into a million pieces, and there's only one thing I remember. I have to save the Shy Kids. Every episode sounds different. I always know it's them. Sometimes I think I'm everywhere at once, listening every second just to interject a dick joke, just to save them. But they never hear me. Almost never. I blew into this garage on a Mustang. I'm still blowing them. I don't think I'll ever land. I'm Dean Bottino. I'm the impossible boy. I was born to save the Shy Kids.
Shy kids. We are Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song. Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
Hold on. Do that over. You always say that line for some reason super quiet compared to the rest of what you say.
Oh, do I?
Yes. And I always have to turn that up. Yeah.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name is Dean.
My name is Doc. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Who talks like that?
I don't
Ray
know.
Romano.
Ray Romano does.
Ellen. What's his wife's name?
That's not Ellen.
I know. Mom.
That's what he said when he was on Ellen.
Ellen.
He said, Ellen.
You're gay.
I have to point that out constantly.
I think it's funny, Ray Romano going on Ellen and yelling, you're gay.
You're gay.
That'd be the goofiest fucking thing.
Gay.
What, yes?
Yeah.
I'm going to dance.
How's it going, guys?
I'm still recovering.
Are you now?
Yes.
That's right. You had a birthday recently, didn't you?
I did have a birthday, and I got way too drunk.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No such thing.
What did you get drunk on?
This drink I found a recipe for called a Sonic Screwdriver.
What is in, pray
well,
tell?
Here's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a shot of vodka, a shot of blue Curacao.
I call it Caraco.
Caraco. And then the rest orange juice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that makes a green beverage that looks like the Sonic Screwdriver green
Yes. Shit.
So
hold on. That sounds like the best drink ever.
It is a great drink. But here's what it like. That was the first one I made. And then they gradually became one part vodka, one part blue Curacao, and one part orange juice.
A one, a two, a three, a splash.
They got progressively stronger, where it was like a third ratio between
right. The
three liquids.
Did it change green? Did it like, this is a little more teal?
It was closer to the orange didn't.
Didn't
take it over like it was before.
Became a Sonic the Hedgehog screwdriver.
Yeah. I got way too drunk on that. And
do you think if I ordered a Sonic screwdriver in a bar, they would know what to fucking make?
No, you'd have to probably tell them.
Because I have a feeling that that's the only drink I'll ever want to order at a bar ever again.
You'd have to go, well, there's a show named Doctor Who. He's an alien from fucking Gallifrey.
He's got this tool. He calls it Sonic Screwdriver, and it glows green.
Yeah.
When you make the drink, it'll be...
The embarrassing thing, though...
Here's how you make it.
is that I believe I sent you guys a video...
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in the middle of the drunken haze.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but, you know.
I thought you were, so I was being preemptive.
I see that. I see. It is probably the most magical doc video I've ever received.
Yeah. It's
I want a whole series of it more than I want more new Red Dead Redemption.
Right. do you have it?
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. Let me pull it up.
Yeah. I sent it to you too, Dean, right?
Yeah. You did.
Okay.
Hold on, let me...
This is so magical.
All right, so I sent this to Corey and Dean in the middle of my drunkenness.
I think it was like a 3 a.m. drunk text.
Yeah. It was me going, I want to fuck you both. No. No, it was apparently me giving a drink review for the Sonic Screwdriver that I just invented. I also, fun fact, I had it in a Sonic the Hedgehog glass.
Yeah.
I posted a picture of it on Twitter and Facebook. So it was like a double Sonic type deal there.
I saw it on Facebook that night.
Yeah.
And I got so excited because it was so clever.
Yeah.
Like the Sonic Screwdriver. Like, holy shit, there's a drink that already exists. It's called Screwdriver. And he made it Sonic. That's amazing. Doctor Who. Nerding out.
Yeah.
And I showed my wife. And she was like, oh, because of the Sonic cup. And I was like, nah.
No, that's just extra.
Yeah, that's bonus. That's bonus time.
That's to appease the furries.
They're called Mobians, the Sonic. The furry Sonic fans are Mobians.
Oh, God.
Because that's the planet Sonic's from.
Do they Mobius strip?
Yeah. Oh, that's Roge the Bat.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then, you sent this video.
All right. Well, just play it and get it over with.
Okay.
I know you want it.
Play.
Hey, this is Doc with Super Cool Drink Reviews. I'm back. Today I got a fucking... Sonic Screwdriver. It's a Sonic cup, and it has, what's in it? Oh, rain vodka. Like, one part's rain vodka.
It's only three parts.
One part's blue curacao, and one part's orange juice. And so it's very good, and you drink it. it's so good, it tastes good. It's a good drink to have when you want to... party.
Wow.
Oh, what a drunk doc.
For your health.
Yeah, right?
That was very much a Steve Brule.
Holy
type.
Shit, were you inebriated?
I was.
That was a happy birthday.
Fun fact, after drinking that much of those Sonic Screwdrivers, my poo was green for all of the next day.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just green fucking Sonic Screwdriver duty.
Dude, Sonic poop.
Yeah, neutrino poops.
Like bright green.
Really?
Like not even normal turd green.
They look like the Simpsons radioactive bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
Nuclear butthole.
Holy shit. They're good. Just drink them.
Yeah. It's a party.
They're good for you to drink at parties.
It's one, to one parts.
I want to be that happy.
Because I'm happy.
Oh, man. That was magical. Yeah. I want to do a whole podcast with just Drunk Doc.
Drunk Doc podcast? We should do a drunk podcast one
you
time.
You should do Drunk Doc on Doctor Who. As your next podcast.
Just me reviewing Doctor Who,
completely
but drunk.
Plastered on Sonic Screwdrivers.
So I was playing him, Zach Galifianakis.
I really don't.
And try to recap the episode.
Listen, that sounds like funny, but I don't want to have to go through what I went through the next day again.
Yeah.
With the drunken, the green poo all day. With the chafy butthole from all the wiping, and then I got to go back again.
Such a fun doc.
I'm sorry you have to deal with this boring doc that's here. Yeah. That's not drunk.
Come on,
you're not boring. It's just
you're only interesting when you're poisoned.
Holy shit! Your speech pattern, it's like
That's a good thing to drink.
I'm big.
I talked almost Native American.
Your fucking drunk maniacal laugh at the end. Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
This was a good thing to drink.
Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah, that was. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah. Well, you know. Drunk Doc made that decision to share that with you.
Yeah.
Hashtag Drunk Doc. Mm-hmm. If you want to see those replace his video game videos.
My veterinarian's drunk again.
Oh, poor real Doc Wheatley.
Getting new listeners. Yeah. There's another Dr. Wheatley who's a veterinarian.
Yeah. And they have the Twitter handle at Doc Wheatley.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm at Docy Wheats.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, they're nice.
You do. You have a sort of a relationship with them.
I've followed them on Twitter, and then like people have accidentally tweeted them, meaning to tweet me.
Right.
And I like messaged them one day and was like, sorry, people tweet you all the time when they mean to get me. She's like, it's okay. It makes me feel special.
When people are tweeting them
saving animals doesn't really do it for me. I like getting random tweets from this podcast host.
Yeah.
When we ask people to send you fucking mangled dick pics.
Oh god, I hope that didn't happen.
It makes me feel special.
I didn't get any mangled dick pics.
Yeah,
so
well, see, they all went to Doc.
They all went to the
Doc
wrong
Wheatley.
At Doc Wheatley.
I can save them.
Yeah, something's wrong with your snake. I'll fix it.
I can stitch that right up.
Poor little thing got into an engine block.
Oh boy.
Holy shit. Fucking sonic screwdriver. Best cocktail ever.
Yeah.
Everybody go to your bar and request the fucking sonic screwdriver till it becomes a standard.
Listen,
menu.
I want to play it one more time.
Okay.
Cuz I want you guys to really focus on my speech pattern. I sound like Johnny Depp giving a speech. He has that little like he talks like a Native American almost. Yeah. Johnny Depp here today to talk to you about something.
I have win them Oscars.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Here. Sonic screwdrivers.
Hey, this is Doc with Super Cool Drink Reviews. I'm back.
Super Cool Drink Reviews. I'm back.
Today
you're back.
I got
were you
Sonic screwdriver?
I'm doing a parody of this other guy does food reviews on the internet.
Oh, yeah?
He always goes, I'm back.
I'm big.
I hate watch his videos because he's terrible. And yeah, that's what I was doing.
Is he
there.
Like Joey's World or
Joey's
something?
Joey's World Tour.
Yeah. Don't plug him. Shit.
Yeah. No, hey, go check out Joey's World Tour. He's great.
You can watch him try to eat a full tub of Nutella and cry himself to death.
Now, I do have to ask.
Yeah.
The video seemed like you were alone.
I kind of was alone.
Okay.
I was on a Skype call with several friends across the country, and we were all drinking.
Oh, you were on a Hangout.
I was on a Google Hangout, but on Skype.
You're so future.
I'm very future. I'm future doc. I'm future doc here to tell you about drinks. That's the speech pattern I go into.
I'm back from future things.
And today I'm back to tell you about drinks.
Kiss me or crush you.
you are a little Russian. Maybe it was the vodka.
It probably was the vodka. It was Rain vodka, which is very smooth.
Is it?
I liked it. Yeah,
Rain vodka. Is that expensive vodka or sort of mid range?
I'd say mid range.
Mid range.
Yeah, it got good reviews on BevMo. That's why I bought it.
It's better than Smirnoff, but
yeah, better than Smirnoff. Not as good as that Jewel of Russia.
Oh, well, Jewel
that
of
you
Russia.
Got me once.
Hold up, Jewel of Russia. Yeah. Is beyond
right,
vodka. That's
right.
Like fucking drinking water. That's insane, Jewel of Russia.
This is a Sonic cup, and it has, what's in it? Oh, Rain vodka.
Rain vodka.
Like one part's Rain vodka, one part's blue curacao,
one part's
orange juice.
And orange
so
juice.
It's very good.
Orange juice.
Here we go. Here's the part where I go into the weird stilted dialect.
It's so good. It tastes good. It's a good drink to have when you want to have a party.
Have a party.
It's a good
drink to have when you want to.
It's a good. It's good. It's a good drink to have when you want to party.
A sonic screwdriver, good drink to have. Me like 'em sonic screwdriver.
So fucking. That's so Native American racist.
Me did rain dance, got vodka. Rain vodka.
Yeah.
We drink to deal with the genocide that happened to us.
At least our podcast isn't called The Redskins. Hey.
Yeah, that's
hey.
True.
Got that going for us.
Yep. I saw a funny parody of that.
What?
Somebody just added potatoes to the bottom of
Redskin potatoes?
Yeah, the Washington Redskin yeah. potatoes. And their logo was just like a mound of potatoes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was funny. Anyway.
Do that.
Should we actually start a topic?
We should start a topic.
Well, happy birthday anyway.
Oh, thank Doc. You.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. People at work asked how old I was, and I said 17.
Ooh.
And some of them believe me like dopes. They're like, really? I'm like, no. Like, I couldn't work here.
I've worked with you for a decade.
Yeah, 10 years I worked there. What, did I start when I was 7?
And I started in a position where you need to be at least a certain age.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a doctor, for God's sake.
Yeah. No, I'm 25. No. No, I'm older than that.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter how old I am. You know what I did when I was drunk, too? I watched WWE Raw.
Why? You only could do it when you're drunk.
Yeah, and yeah. I watched it on mute while talking to the friends on Skype. So I'd be like, this fucking big guy's beating up this dirty T-shirt, man.
Aren't there some podcasts here on More Like Radio that that deal with the wrestling?
Probably.
Probably shouldn't bash it too much.
I'm not bashing wrestling. I'm saying it was quite entertaining.
Because wrestling is terrible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it yeah. is. I was drunk, though, so it was horrible. Made it more entertaining. Yeah.
If you're drunk or... okay, yes.
Yeah. It's goofy. It's fun.
I don't want to make any.
It's soap operas for boys.
It is.
Yeah.
A lot of women like wrestling.
It's gay yeah. porn for
There is a really
guys.
Hot wrestler named Paige.
Yes.
Ooh. She's like British and super pale with yeah. dark hair, though. Hot yeah. as shit. She Does came she
wear,
out.
Oh, Diamond Dallas Paige.
No, no. I did make that joke
oh, okay.
when I saw her. Is she Diamond Dallas Paige's daughter? Yeah. Anyway, fuck wrestling.
Yeah.
Let's get our topic. They just announced that Thor in the comic books is going to be a woman now.
Really?
Yeah. They announced this on The View, you know, the We're woman's channel,
big,
well,
big
the woman's
book.
Show.
Yeah, giant comic book
yeah.
viewership on The View.
Yeah, and I think they have like one host left. I don't know what's going on
it's
with The
just
View.
Whoopi.
Like, just yeah, Whoopi.
I'm fine with it.
And every once in a while they wheel out.
They are bringing out, bringing back, what's her name? Rosie O'Donnell. She's going to be back next season.
Really?
Yeah. She was pretty good on there. I'm not really a watcher of The View. I just saw clips.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
did she stop running for president? Or?
That's Roseanne.
Oh, yeah, I got them mixed
don't
up.
Get the two fat white ladies mixed up, you racist.
I'm more of a fan of The Talk.
Yeah,
myself.
The Talk, because Aisha Tyler's on it.
She is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Also, oh, yeah,
although Aisha Tyler does not save that show.
Really?
That show.
But
is
Darlene
terrible.
From Roseanne is on it.
She is.
Yeah.
She doesn't talk much.
Really? Who else is on that show? What's some of them other hosts they got?
Sharon Osbourne, I think, is on that show.
I like her.
And Julie Chen. Julie Chen?
I don't like her.
She, like the host of Big Brother, I think?
Yeah, she's the one that she's married to the head of CBS, so she gets all the CBS jobs.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And somebody else. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think that's it.
One of them other peeps.
Julie Chen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
It's terrible.
Gives a shit about that.
God awful.
Listen.
Like, The View is bad.
Yeah.
This shit makes The View look great.
What is so much worse? I have to know now.
It's just like their chemistry. They don't have any chemistry.
Oh, really?
They all just sort of like...
Spread their ass cheeks open in front of the camera. Like,
yeah, that would make it better.
What?
Spread their ass cheeks open in front of the camera.
We're going to look at Sharon's polyps.
You might be watching the Playboy channel.
Oh, okay.
And their show's called The Cock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. C-A-L-K. It's a home improvement show.
Yeah.
I think that's C-A-U-L-K.
Whatever.
The Calk.
The Calk.
Oh, that's Macaulay Culkin's talk show.
Oh.
The Calk.
Calkin' with Calk. Talking with Calk.
Talking Calk.
Talking Calk. What a fucking...
Yeah, yeah. J.R.R. Tolkien was on that show once.
I guess on Talking with Calk, Tolkien.
Well, talking with Calk.
This is such a dumb... fucking sidestep
it's
we've done.
Giddy, though.
It's good when you have a party.
Well, silly mo.
It's a good with your.
It's a good topic to bring up when you wanna have a topic.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
So Thor.
Thor is a girl now in the comics.
How?
Now, here's what's funny is...
How are they going to make that happen?
My guess is alternate universe.
Okay.
Because apparently male Thor isn't going away, but they're not calling this girl, like, Thorina. Or
Thorette.
It's not like, it's Thor's cousin. Apparently it's Thor, but Jesus. A girl.
Thor.
That's why I think it might just be alternate universe. They haven't really explained what they're going to do yet.
But they're going to focus on a female thunder god.
A female thunder god named Thor.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, that'll be interesting.
Maybe she takes his hammer somehow. Acquires
Majora or whatever the fuck it is.
Acquires his hammer somehow and then is then blessed with the powers of being Thor.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. They've gender swapped before, like Captain Marvel, the Marvel's Captain Marvel, because there's also DC's Captain Marvel, which they renamed to Shazam.
Right.
But Marvel's Captain Marvel was a dude and is now a lady.
I thought they named...
she's been a lady for a while, too.
I thought they renamed a Shazam when Shaq played her.
That's Kazam.
Oh, okay.
you mixed up Shaq with Kazam and made Shazam.
I see.
You know the kid that was in the movie?
Kazam?
Dorian Robinson.
Who?
What's his name? Something Robinson.
Will Robinson.
No. The kid that was in that movie had a very failed boy band career.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
What was the name of the band?
I don't know, but somebody we went to high school with tried to be in the band with that person.
Of course.
This is pretty funny. And his father worked for my dad.
Oh, fun.
That's at one point.
Was your dad like the Scrooge to his Bob Cratchit?
No.
You cannot go home on Christmas, but my son is trying out for a boy band. I don't care.
He wants to be in a Shaq movie.
Stay and work.
Not today, Mr. Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway,
gender swap before.
Superheroes have been gender swapped before. They've been talks because in Doctor Who, fairly recently, like last season, season before that, they confirmed that Time Lords can change genders. Because the Doctor mentioned a Time Lord named the Corsair, who became a girl at one point. And that before it was sort of like in the fan-created lore that Time Lords could swap genders, but it was never officially stated on the show until then.
Right.
So people have said since then, like, oh, what about a female doctor? Not a bad idea.
No, I think that would be fantastic.
I think it's going to go with, like, the voting thing and where blacks get it first. We're going to have a black doctor before we have a female doctor, is my guess. Just like voting.
I don't know. It's British. They had females first.
Yeah. Did they have females first?
Yeah, they had what's her name? Margaret Thatcher.
She voted first?
She was the first voter.
She was the first voter. Okay. Yeah, first British voter.
She was the first. Oh, you meant the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I meant voted into
No,
office.
Yeah, the right to vote.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
That could be interesting if you had a companion that was... Because they always have some sort of like romantic tension between them.
Not always. That wasn't always the case.
No, Donna from 10th Doctor.
Right.
They were just actually just friends. Right. No romantic tension.
Which is why
a lot of people like her.
She was sort of like... Because
it wasn't that same, oh, they want to bang.
Yeah, she was sort of like older sister to the Doctor.
And then even Amy Pond, she wanted the Doctor at first, but then once he turned that down and she focused on Rory, they were just friends at that point.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so...
I was thinking it could be interesting if the same companion carries on from the gender swap to see what their interaction would be after that. Because...
The female companion's still there.
Yeah.
And she liked him, but now he's a lady.
Well, not even necessarily that. It's just even somebody's gender swapping would change your interaction with them, even if it wasn't romantic at all.
It could, yeah.
True. Yeah, yeah. I think it'd be really interesting.
Yeah.
To do a female doctor.
Yeah.
But like going back to your
it would also explain why she can't drive the TARDIS. It would make that make sense.
Oh, Dean.
We'll just run through all those stereotypes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you can't have an Asian doctor either.
Yeah, as I say, it'll be an Asian woman doctor, and the TARDIS will just crash into everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I land now? I land now.
Oh, God.
Just constantly turning on and off the anti-gravity.
Your blinker's been on for 20 minutes.
Drive the TARDIS.
In fairness, the doctor now as a white male doesn't drive the TARDIS very well.
No.
No, that's why it would make sense.
Yeah, we're retconning it.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because there was always an Asian woman inside him.
Oh, I see
all
what
along,
you're saying.
Waiting
okay.
to be regenerated.
This isn't racist at all.
No, see? The more
or misogynist.
The more we explain it, the more it makes sense.
Yeah. The more you know. But going back to your Thor switching.
Thor.
Identity. Maybe this will finally open up the doorway to like an actual female fronted superhero movie.
Oh, movie, yeah, because there's a lot of female superheroes.
Yeah,
but they
none of
don't
them,
get their own movie.
None of them get their own movie. Like,
no.
why the fuck not? I mean, I'm hoping that Marvel has some sort of
there's a
some plan.
There's a meme out there right now that it says DC says making a Wonder Woman movie would be a little bit too complicated right now.
Why?
Marvel says, here's a talking raccoon in a tree.
Yeah.
Go
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah, fucking DC, like... if... I don't know why DC can't make good movies.
I mean, they only make good Batman movies.
But that's because they sort of released Batman.
Yeah, I mean...
They're like, all right, really good director, take on... they tried that with Superman. Superman still sucked.
Yeah, fucking Zack Snyder, they're like, make Superman good, and he's like, okay, and then it wasn't.
He wasn't. You know what? Like, Marvel sort of, they keep everything internal. Like, yeah. Even the storylines for their movies and whatnot. Like, yeah, sure, a screenwriter writes it and a director takes it and sort of puts his own spin on it, but, like, mm-hmm. those main plot points are going to be hit. And, like,
right.
the sort of general
well,
story
Marvel
arc
has a master plan.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
which
DC
is being run by Kevin Feige from Marvel, and now Joss Whedon is kind of
right.
overseeing the movie side of things. So even the movies he's not directing, he still is
right.
like consultant
right.
for.
Yeah,
so
he's,
like
he's
they
sort of
have
like,
they know where they want everything to go.
He's Disney's golden boy for
yeah.
all alternate
that's
licenses.
Why Edgar Wright had to leave is because he doesn't work that way. He works where it's his idea.
Right.
All his movies have been, this is my idea and here it is.
He should go to DC. Because apparently they'll just let anybody do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, so that's why he's not making Ant-Man anymore.
But yeah, like, Wonder Woman would be prime. Like, that's the 1-2-3 punch right there.
Right.
Is you've got Batman, which is an evergreen.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, really. People will go see Batman. Superman is sort of touch and go. We've been burned by some Supermans in the past. But still...
Pretty much everything past Superman 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Superman remains that sort of, like... Americana,
right.
like he's America's superhero, you know. Even though he's, from,
I'm
from
oddly
Krypton,
holding
like,
out hope for
it is
the
weird.
Superman Batman movie, like because I hated
Man of Steel,
and it's the same dude. But I'm oddly holding out hope that oh they'll make it better now. I don't know why I feel that way.
Because you, love...
I just want to see Superman and Batman
because
in a movie together.
You
really,
you want those characters to be. Good.
I do.
Right? Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
good.
Superman, like, we'll keep going to see Superman movies,
right.
even though you know, the last four have disappointed.
Yeah.
Because we want there to be a great Superman movie.
Right.
You know, like, as nerds, as geeks or whatever, like, we want there to be a really good Superman movie. This is the way we
sure.
wanted, like, better Batman movies. Like, we wanted it to be darker and, like, more like the comics and, like, make him a fucking detective and, like, you know, and then Nolan came out with his, and it was gritty and real life, and you're like, fuck, that's a cool spin, and it makes
yeah.
it serious, and it gives weight to it.
Right.
You know, it isn't just silly stories with pictures.
Right.
You know, there's actual substance there, which
yeah.
is something that, like, people who've read comic books for decades now have been screaming at the top of their lungs at
right.
conventions to other people who agree.
yeah.
and not really, you know, touching the sort of mainstream audience with any sort of valid argument for why they... those characters or those storylines really are significant, right?
Yeah.
So we want those movies to be good. We want them to be, you know, like have some sort of weight to them in the sort of cinema in general, right?
Yeah.
Because that gives us validation for the things that we're interested in, right?
Right.
And it also opens the door for fucking Marvel to make a movie about a raccoon in space.
Right.
Who teams up with a tree and a bunch of other ragtag people. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't even know what the fuck Guardians of the Galaxy was
right.
until they announced a movie that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But having seen what they've done with the Avengers and Iron Man and all of the those franchises yeah. leading up to this, I have full faith that that movie's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, DC, on the other hand,
right.
But DC...
You don't trust them. I mean, DC has The Dark Knight, one of the best superhero movies ever, mm-hmm. and then they also have Green Lantern, one of the worst.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
no,
of course. Their fucking consistency is bad. The current Marvel Cinematic Universe, they've all been either great, good, or okay. There's been no bad, I don't think. Even Iron Man 2 has Robert Downey Jr. and Sam Rockwell being interesting characters enough to save it.
And Scarlett Johansson.
And Scarlett Johansson.
That's where we first meet Black Widow.
Black Widow, exactly. So, like, even though that movie's kind of a mess, Iron Man 2.
It's a bridge.
I wouldn't call it bad.
It's a bridge movie.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because I still went to go see Iron Man 3.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, and Avengers, of course.
It's sort of like Spider-Man, the Sam Raimi trilogy, right? Like, I was really disappointed in Spider-Man 2.
You didn't like 2. A lot of people like 2 more than 1.
Yeah, I like 2 the most.
I liked 1 because I've never been a Spider-Man fan.
Yeah.
And when I saw the first Spider-Man that he did with Tobey Maguire, I thought, yeah. All right, this is cool. I can get into this.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoyed Tobey Maguire's portrayal of Peter Parker and Spider-Man, and, like, the world they were creating was cool, and it made me a sort of Spider-Man fan. And then Spider-Man right. 2 came around, and it was just like, meh, I don't want to be Spider-Man
anymore.
I
have
it's
conflicts
like,
about risking my life.
Like, the first Spider-Man did, like, it put him in a shitty suit. You yeah. know, like it followed along that sort of same formula that Batman Begins came and took yeah. and made us like interested in Batman all over again because it made it sort of more practical to real
right.
life.
Prior to
Spider-Man
Batman Begins,
had already done that.
Prior to Batman Begins, the last Batman movie we had was Batman and Robin with everybody freeze. That guy's nibbles. Chill out.
Yeah.
Ice to meet you. That's the worst one.
So terrible.
Best dishes.
You know what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
That's one of his lines.
Yes, those are all.
Yeah, oh,
let's God, kick man. Some ice.
Now we're just talking about superhero movies, though. Female superheroes.
But okay, so DC has like probably the most recognizable female superhero in Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, yeah.
And they keep fucking pulling their dick about making a Wonder Woman anything.
Right.
Like Wonder Woman could be really cool.
Yeah,
you got all the Themyscira, like mythical, like Greek shit in it, and
you
could make it like 300-ish.
I mean, they pulled off Thor, which is definitely, I'd say, the most boring of the superhero origins because he's just a god,
right?
Who and all this fucking mythology shit.
But they did right to sort of like.
But they pulled it off well.
They put him to Earth and like the things that you call magic or what is it?
They're science there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The things that you can't explain.
We call science.
We can explain them.
Asgard.
And it's like, okay, you're just a more evolved creature. And so, like,
right.
People here on Earth would consider you godlike.
Yeah. So they've done that, like, the superhero that has the, Shakespearean fucking mythology origins.
Right.
That was my impression. Jürgen Spurgenbergen. Shakespeare.
Mercutio.
Like the kind of shit I wouldn't be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonder Woman, I mean, fuck, they could easily do that now.
Yeah, they could build a really rich background story around Wonder Woman. And I mean, you don't necessarily have to put her in an invisible jet.
Was that shit that the TV show invented, or was that actually in the comic?
I don't know.
The comics, I mean, when it first started, was like, I'm a secretary that can type really fast. Yeah. Like, that's, and like,
yeah.
So it didn't even have all the
She's definitely come into her own.
But she's got a lasso of truth.
Yeah.
And she can deflect bullets with her cuffs.
I think a huge problem with why there hasn't been a female superhero movie, Wonder Woman should definitely be one, right? And she's going to be in the new Batman-Superman thing, but, you know, now she's just kind of, here's an extra girl.
Yeah, I think that's only to sort of fortify the Justice League.
Yeah, but she should have had her own first, I think. That's why I think Marvel does it right.
DC should have taken Marvel's. I think DC
although,
is scrambling right now to try to play catch-up.
Marvel did do the same thing with Black Widow. Just throw her into Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
She didn't get her own intro film, but neither did Hawkeye, so fuck it.
You know what, though? Like, those characters, really are, like, they really play well being supporting characters. Because there's, like, to the sort of mainstay of it.
You don't have Black Widow and Hawkeye?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Hawkeye got an even less of a role than Black Widow.
Yeah, he was just, a quick scene in Thor.
Mm-hmm.
I work at a t-shirt company where, like, we have Avengers as one of our licenses, and we are not... We sell to men's, and one of the rules is that we're not allowed to put, for some reason, Hawkeye and Black Widow onto shirts. But we get all the assets for them in order to put on shirts, but, like, we can't ever, like, for some reason, it's, like, the least progressive
company. Because they don't have the toys.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, it might be something to do with that.
That, like, yeah.
Scarlett Johansson and Jeremy Renner didn't sign off on... the same amount of license work.
They couldn't.
I bet it's more that they're just like, oh, focus on the big guys.
That's more likely. The big guns. But it is possible that there's some sort of weird contract thing.
Yeah. But what was I going to say? A lot of problem with female superheroes is that a lot of female superheroes are this male superhero. But a
chick.
Yeah, like Supergirl.
Hey, Hawk Girl is the best superhero ever.
Hawk Girl's great. Hawkgirl's better than... Wasn't there a Hawkman, too?
Oh, I thought she was an offshoot of Hawkman.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't there a Hawkman?
Yeah.
So she's better than Hawkman.
That's true. She ended up being more famous than him.
Yeah, she's more famous than him, Hawkgirl. A lot to do with the Justice League cartoon.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, like... I like... All the superheroes I like in DC are from the Justice League cartoon.
Yeah.
Because that's what I watch. I didn't read DC comics when I was a kid. But, yeah, like...
I only read Frank Miller
Batman.
So
if someone says, oh, let's make a Supergirl movie... The studio just goes, well, how about another Superman movie?
And we'll introduce Supergirl as part of it.
Yeah, we could throw her in there. I mean, a Batgirl, great character in the comics. They just did a redesign of her costume, which is awesome.
Her suit looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, let's look at my tits, everybody. Yeah. Like,
I'm going to wear a leather jacket and fucking running pants and the shit that's actually practical.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, Batman suits up to be practical. Robin wears briefs, but...
Hey, they're
old. Robin wears briefs. Yeah. New Robin doesn't wear briefs.
They're airy and there's mobility. So
Robin wore briefs when he was the Boy Wonder, and DC artists were slightly pedophilic. My assumption.
I never understood.
They took too many life drawing classes in middle school.
Never understood the skirt.
Right
on Batgirl.
A Batgirl. Yeah. That was just the whole. You know, it was the fucking 60s. Wasn't Batgirl also created for the show? And then they introduced her in the comics?
She had retconned into the comic
show? I believe
so. Was she like Harley Quinn in that way?
I believe they added Batgirl, I swear to God, because the network felt the Batman show was too gay.
Really?
Yeah. I think this is also why they gave Batman an aunt. Do you remember he had an aunt that hung around?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that was another reason. Like, you can't have a house with just all men. Like, it was weird network notes. I mean, this is the... Networks have been doing weird notes like that. Like, you can't call the Hulk Bruce Banner
in
the show,
David.
So we're calling him David Banner because Bruce is a gay name.
It's too sexy.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis knocked that one out of the fucking water, by the way. Bruce Willis fucking shows up, and they're like, oh, I guess Bruce isn't a gay name anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm Brucio.
Brucio. Bruno the Kid. I think that's a problem, is that a lot of, especially DC, a lot of their female superheroes are just, this is a girl. So then when studios, you know, they're huge characters like Supergirl, Batgirl, those are big characters in the DC comics.
Right.
But then you present it to them, they're like, well, why would we make a Batgirl when we can make a Batman and get boys to see it?
See, I even think that they could...
Studios have the idea that guys won't see female superhero movies.
But females will see female superhero movies.
Yeah, but females will also see male superhero movies is what the studios think. Like, will females go see Batman? Boys go see Batman. Boys aren't going to go see a Batgirl movie.
What was the...
And the reason they think this is because every female superhero movie that they have done has been a bad movie. Not because it's a female superhero, but because it's Elektra and Catwoman.
Which aren't
two
really...
Two shitty movies.
Which aren't really heroes.
Yeah. Essentially, they're sort of anti-hero. They're kind of anti-heroes,
That's problem one, is they didn't actually pay the female superhero any justice. by making a female superhero movie, right?
Like, yeah.
They're doing these, like, sort of, I don't know, like, they teeter between good and evil, and they're, yeah. like, they're grittier, and they're sexier, and, like, I don't know, for some reason, like,
I'm
they
not
feel...
bad, I'm just drawn that way.
Like, they feel that, like, they have to be, I don't know, sexier to get guys to come see the movie, yeah. I guess? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if you just make them fucking badass, like, okay, the coolest movie depiction of a superhero to date is fucking Hit Girl.
Female superhero, you mean?
Female what did I say?
You just said superhero.
Female superhero.
Unless you mean that, sure.
Oh, I think she's one of the best.
She is one of the best
movie
definitely.
Characters yeah. ever. Yeah, she tops my list.
And by the way, really, the Kick-Ass movies 1 and 2 should just be called Hit Girl. You know what I mean?
I would see a spin-off movie of just Hit Girl.
They did a spin-off comic of just Hit Girl, so they
I
might
would see that
do
movie.
The movie.
Yes,
yeah.
definitely. she's fantastic. She's a little. I mean, she's younger, so they couldn't really yeah. play up the sexy role,
right?
But fuck, is she badass?
Yeah.
And if they would just pay that sort of,
and that's they don't even need to play up the sexy role, really.
No, well, that's what
if someone's
what I'm
badass,
like,
they're just badass.
They don't need to go all Leon on yeah. you.
I think that character proves that you don't have to be a female superhero that's also skin tight. You know, fucking spandex and
yeah,
and or leather suits or you know whatever, and like play up the sexy and like do weird body rolls into fucking
someone did a
like fucking Halle Berry.
Someone did a joke review of the new Guardians of the Galaxy poster, and it was a joke review because they were taking the angle that the poster's terrible, even though everyone loves this poster.
Mm-hmm.
So their angle was, this poster's terrible. Why isn't Gamora doing a really sexy pose? You know what I mean? Because that's
why
what we're used to.
Why isn't she showing her tits and ass at the same time?
Yeah, the
by
female
contorting her body.
The female action hero in the poster always has to have their like ass pointed at the camera,
tits
and looking
and
over
ass.
Their shoulder with the side tit or
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that.
You have to have the shoulder implying yeah. the tit here, and then you have the actual tit yeah. here, and then the butt tits here,
and then they just do a straight like female action hero movie, not a superhero, but action hero.
Yeah,
but then they have to make it dumb. Like, Lucy only use 10% of your brain, but she uses more. First of all, that's not a real fact anymore.
No.
This is that new Scarlett Johansson one that's coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that was the first issue I had with that
yeah.
that trailer. I was like, wait a minute.
People
like,
only use 10% of
like,
their brains.
Wait, if
no.
That's bad science.
If you, yeah. If you blow out 90% of somebody's brain, they're not going to act the same.
You know who believes people only use 10% of their brains? People who only use 10% of their brains.
Bo.
Oh.
Bazinga.
Oh.
Don't say bazinga.
Bazinga.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, there are cool female heroes, but yeah, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, the Resident Evil series comes to mind. Where you, it's not. It's
which
weird.
Are, which
it's
aren't
weird.
Supposed to be superheroes.
No, she's not a superhero, but like...
She became the hero of that franchise.
Yes, like yeah. she is the...
And she's not even a character from the game.
No.
She isn't?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Jill Valentine is, but...
Jill Valentine's like the main character in the game, and she didn't show up till like Resident Evil 2, the movie.
Uh-huh.
And like, she's still not even the focus. What's the girl in the... Mila Jovovich in the movie.
Yeah.
And she plays Alice.
I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've only seen the first two. I kind of tapped out after that point.
But again, she...
I made fun of them from a distance, like I do with most things.
Yeah. I think the first one is an effective zombie movie, and then the second one is where they lost me, because they actually had zombies crawl out of the graves. And I was like, zombies aren't going to fucking break through their coffins, you bags of shit.
Yeah. they're going to be rotten to the point... They're just going to be bones and crap.
I say push through, because there's... The last two that were released,
yeah,
they butt up next to each other. They're almost like one full arc.
Yeah,
it's Resident Evil. Fuck, what is it? Afterlife and Revolution. What is it called?
Anything with Revelations or Revolutions in the subtitle kind of turns me off. So.
Yes, but
ever since Matrix.
Well, yeah, even before yeah. that,
I would say push through because I don't know. I really enjoyed the Resident Evil movies.
Are they good?
They're a good time. I don't know. Like, not only are they zombie movies, which is cool. Like, there's a tremendous amount of action, and Mila Jovovich.
I always called her Jovovich.
She's fantastic as that character.
Yeah.
And really captivating. And like, the stories start to fold back in on themselves. Like you start to get like glimpses of things that you had already seen, you know, before, and they start to tie the whole story arc across the entire series together. I think fairly well, especially compared to other series that sort of like I don't know, maybe we're gonna do this now because they sort of get bored, you know. But they're like five movies in now,
yeah,
and they're still able to sort of like cross reference back pretty nicely,
right?
In the fifth movie.
Are you saying it's like the Saw franchise?
A little bit, but the Saw franchise got fucking wacky too.
It did get wacky as shit, but they kind of connected everything. It's not good, but it's.
Yeah,
I think the Resident Evil movies are better at connecting.
I saw the Saw movie. I don't know which one it was, but a character would walk into a scene, have someone else's flashback of what happened in that scene, and then be like, "Aha! I knew it!" And then walk into a different scene and have somebody else's flash. He wasn't having his own flashbacks. He would just walk into where something happened, and he wasn't psychic, but he would just walk into where something happened, and then it would cut to what happened, and then come back to him going, "I knew that happened here." Like he fucking just saw that little movie part that we just saw.
Yeah,
he's the dumbest fucking
bullshit.
He's
the editor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saw, the original Saw was great.
Yeah.
Saw 2 was all right.
Yeah.
And they just went downhill from there.
Right.
I could see signs in the first Saw, because I watched them kind of later. I could see in the writing, like the writing on the wall of where this could go bad in the first Saw movie. Even though I generally like the movie, in the writing there were like little signs that I could see where this could extrapolate and become really horrible.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, the original Saw was fantastic because it was like, it was super indie. But it pulled a really fresh take. So like, the writing, the concepting wasn't as tight, you know, and it's it leaves itself.
Do you want a Saw spoiler?
Sure.
It's revealed in one of the later Saws that the Carrie, I don't know how to say
Carrie
his
Elwes.
Name. Carrie Elwes character survived the first one. Because you never see him die. You see him sawing off his hand and crawl off.
He saws off his foot.
Foot, sorry, and crawls off. You never see him die, so it's revealed that he survived and became another disciple of the Saw guy.
Really?
Yeah, that's revealed in like the later movies.
That would sort of make sense because all of the survivors sort of become...
Yeah, and that's odd to me that every fucking survivor goes, okay, I'll join you now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That sounds like fun.
Well, yeah. I don't know. That's sort of built into the lore, like, because he's trying to teach them to see, sadistically, he's teaching them to see the error of their sort of ways.
Yeah.
And so they're sort of reborn a bit if they survive the test.
Right.
So that sort of makes sense within the...
What if Saw Guy was a girl?
Oh.
Well, they did that. Because when Saw Guy
died,
I know I was just trying to get us back to our topic.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah, we're tangenting.
Yeah, we are. We're fucking tangents the show.
Where did we leave off?
Superhero, female superheroes.
Yeah, like why?
Oh,
why
I was talking Red Resident Evil and Hit Girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Like I think Hit Girl. Fuck. You don't have to be sexy. Oh, my problem with the Resident Evil movies is that she's completely badass and she doesn't need to be like sexy Alice.
Right.
But never fails. There's always a scene where she's naked with just a little square of cloth that covers her bits.
Right.
Yeah.
And she gets up and she fights in that. Or
right.
Like, there's always a scene in those movies where she's in a shower.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Well, because when you put somebody in a cryogenic storage, they need to be naked.
Yes. You know,
that's the only way it works.
It's not necessary to play that up.
I mean, as a guy, you're not complaining like... Oh, I don't want to see this. But then you're also like, this isn't necessary for this to be
a compelling female
character.
I don't
need it in the action movie because I can go look at porn on the internet if I want to.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Like even the fucking like Tomb Raider movies. Like, fucking Lara Croft is
Lara.
Lara Croft.
Yeah. Oi, cunto.
is fucking spank bank material for tons of dudes just from the video game, and she's wearing fucking cargo shorts and a tight tank top.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Lara Croft's always kind of been like that, except for the new reboot of it, though.
They give her huge boobs. Like, why would they do that? They don't need to give her huge boobs.
Yeah.
Because the games were made in the early 90s.
No, no, no. I mean,
triangle boobs when they first started.
I know why. I'm saying, like, they didn't really need to.
They didn't have to.
They didn't have to go that direction.
You don't know video game players in the 90s. They did have to.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, she's like
Sega
female
does what Nintendo don't.
Female Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones didn't go shirtless with just a leather jacket.
Right.
Always. Did he do that in a movie? He may have.
He's
done
been
that
shirtless in movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In this movie, he did.
Dean just pointed to his head.
A big one is Star Trek Into Darkness.
Uh-huh.
The female character that joins the cast, the blonde one who, I forget her name, but she's like, they assign her to the Enterprise on this mission they're going to go do.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Eve is the actress's name.
You mean when they go into darkness?
Into darkness, yeah. They have a scene where, for no reason, Kirk walks in on her in her bra and undies.
Yes, it was very gratuitous.
For zero reason.
Yeah.
Mm. And then, like, that's it. Like, she's in her bra and undies, and then he's like, oh, sorry, and then he leaves, and it was just like, oh, okay, was that just so we could see her in her bra and undies?
Yes.
It seemed very, like, it took me out of it for a second. I'm like, this is weird.
Mm.
This doesn't even need to be here.
Yeah. I don't even understand why that stuff gets
put
in.
It's called pacing and framing.
Well, yeah. I mean,
and then like when people complained about it, J.J. Abrams goes, "Oh yeah, well here's a scene we had cut from the movie where Khan, spoiler alert, is showering naked." It's mm-hmm. like, okay, but you did cut that from the movie because you realized it was totally unnecessary.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so it's not like you're saving anything.
It wasn't unnecessary when there were boobs and butt in it.
Yeah. Yes. Completely unnecessary.
But the more offensive thing.
Saw penis.
The more offensive thing is all the lens flare, but that's besides the point. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you guys have, like take an existing franchise and swap the gender of, like, the main character?
Oh, to make it more interesting?
Yeah, to make it more interesting, how it would work. I think a female Indiana Jones would be great. You brought that up as an example.
I would totally watch that. I mean, that sort of adventure, like, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as you can root for the character.
Right.
It really doesn't matter if it's man or woman. I don't know. Like, that never really made sense to me. It's like, why can't there be a black Indiana Jones either? You know? Like,
yeah.
Why can't there be...
That would make his name make more sense, actually, if he was black. Indiana Jones.
That does sound like a blaxploitation
game. Yeah, it does.
Indiana Jones.
Come on down, Joe.
That would make the whip be fun, too.
Revenge.
Oh, my gosh. They should totally do a black Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
It would make so much more sense than Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Get, like, Idris Elba to be...
Right.
Indiana
black
Jones.
Indiana Jones.
No, not black Indiana Jones. You can't go that route.
Oh, you can't call it that?
No. You can't call it black Indiana Jones.
But that's his name, black Indiana Jones.
Gender swap, things that already exist, because they would be more interesting that way.
By the way, sidestep real quick. A great female action character, Ellen Ripley, Alien movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's sad that.
So
that
you're saying
we can
make
only...
her a man. There we go. I like it.
Oh,
that was always a problem with.
By
that
the
movie.
Way, fucking first Alien, she was fucking cute as shit. She was walking around in her panties.
See, that's another. I was...
So this whole like Sigourney Weaver's a man horseshit. I don't know where it comes from, but I think Sigourney Weaver's good looking. If anyone's seen Galaxy Quest, she's even
looks,
a good looking older
she
lady.
Looks, she looks awesome in Galaxy Quest. Yeah, her. Even in Avatar, she looked all right. Avatar sucked in general.
People
but.
Do the same thing about, what's her name? The one who there's a rumor that she was born with a dick.
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis. There's some goofy
really?
Rumor that she was born with a dick. But I don't know. Have you ever seen her striptease in fucking True Lives?
Yeah, it's
amazing. The hottest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah.
And she puts the water in her hair and slicks it back. And even though she's got like a really boy cut, Jamie Lee Curtis
amazing.
Is fucking hot.
Yeah. So I don't know where like that kind of shit comes from.
She's
like, oh,
Lohan's mom. So that's
it's the whole because they're not petite that they're
right.
Oh, they're mannish then. Yeah. I fucking hate that shit.
You know what? I want to think that sort of mentality is less apparent
hopefully.
In the consumer culture
hopefully.
Today.
All right, back you on know? Point. Gender swapping a existing franchise.
Yes.
I think a Back to the Future with a female Marty.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
You know, time travel with a lady. Yeah, it doesn't have to, Marty doesn't have to be a guy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it could totally work where she has to leave her boyfriend on his porch.
the dad thing would be kind of creepier, though.
Having her dad trying to make out with her in the car.
Yeah.
That would be super creepy.
What if it's the mom still?
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh.
Yeah. It's fucking...
And we're back.
That was, you could smell our testosterone go. See, yeah,
but like you could even rewrite that. Like, what if it was just like a handsy uncle?
Oh god!
Okay, now you're just writing your creepy fan fiction, Corey.
Yeah.
What if the female Marty took Polyjuice potion?
Oh god,
Polyjuice shit.
You know, you could do any sorts of movie with a female fronted cast member. Like, I would like to see a time travel movie
with a female
and they've done like the ones where she goes back and she's in her high school body or some shit, or like there's the one where there's the one where it's a high school girl who suddenly is older.
Mm-hmm.
That
Freaky Friday.
13 on 30.
Oh
yeah,
yes.
But it's still just dealing with romantic boy shit.
That is a guilty pleasure movie of mine.
Is it 13 going on 30?
Going on 30.
Well, Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo is fantastic. Mm. Thank you for justifying.
Yeah.
But they do the Thriller dance.
Yeah.
And, like, she sings Pat Benatar. And,
yeah. But like the time.
I wept at the end of the movie. No, I didn't. I didn't cry.
Like a good non, where the whole focus of the time travel isn't boys. Because there's been a lot of these.
I would like boys.
I would like to see like a Quantum Leap type show with a female lead. Why not?
Great.
I mean, Sam Beckett leaped into men and women, so that doesn't matter. You know, she could leap into men's bodies, leap into females' bodies. You know, that wouldn't matter. Like, I think that'd be a fantastic reboot to that franchise.
The fact that after Buffy the Vampire Slayer, there wasn't another show that kind of took over the reins of the strong female television character.
Mm.
It's like, what the fuck, guys? You got it right here.
Right.
See that you can do it. This was very successful for a long ass time.
Yes, it was.
It was like eight seasons or something.
They kind of tried to do it with Fringe, I guess.
But it was still Joshua Jackson and the old guy.
Yeah.
You know? She was just one of the people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to see? Is take the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants and make it the Brotherhood of the Traveling Fedora.
Them writing each other letters of what they did with their fedora.
Bro dudes.
I got turned down by three women this summer.
They said, your fedora is stupid.
Yeah. They said my hat was dumb, so you take it.
Yeah. I said, no, fuck you, I'm Don Draper. Yeah.
Here's a tip, guys. When you wear your when you have your turn with the fedora, don't also wear a wife beater.
Yeah, don't wear a t-shirt and cargo pants.
Yeah.
Right. I took mine to a My Little Pony convention.
Yeah, don't be holding your deck of Pokemon cards.
Yeah. A serious one I was thinking of is, even though decks are turning to shit, it'd be interesting to see a show with a female serial killer, because most overwhelming majority of serial killers are men, and that's how they're depicted in the media, too. So
right.
It'd be
like a Monster.
Yeah.
But in a television series.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I would totally watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I would totally watch that.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, too. Like, Charlize Theron, one of the sexiest women alive, when she did Monster, like, nothing sexy about her.
Right.
Still captivating.
Yeah.
You know, like...
There were, of course, complaints of, well, why didn't you just give it to an ugly actress then?
Kind of like
because
how the
she
girl
nailed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, kind of like how the girl.
It's not about how they look; it's how good of an actress.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah. Did she embody that character?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of like how the girl in Ugly Betty's not actually ugly.
Oh, America
right.
Ferreira.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's the voice of the chicken? How to Train Your Dragon.
And who was in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Brother
bring
of
it all.
The Trem Fedora.
Bring it all back home, together.
We look like Zelda.
Yeah.
What if Zelda was a girl?
There is rumor that the new open world Legend of Zelda, that you're not playing as Link, that you're actually playing as Zelda, which would make the title of those games finally make sense.
Yeah.
What is, okay, explain, what is, I don't know anything about Zelda.
Yeah.
Zelda was missed on me during my Nintendo days.
Wait, what do you want me to explain about?
Same here, by the way, but I read a lot about video games.
Yes,
so
it is called The Legend of Zelda, yet right. Zelda not appearing in the game?
No, Zelda appears. She's usually the person you have to save in the game.
She's the one you have to save. It would be like if Mario was called The Legend of Princess Peach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the games are usually about the main character named Link, who's the guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But in the like promotional footage from this new game, people have commented that Link looks slightly feminine. More so than he has in the past, obviously.
Yeah, because I think he's always looked kind of feminine.
Yeah. He's sort
and they're
of
like, wait a minute. Is
Peter
that,
Panish.
Yeah, wait a minute. Is that Zelda?
Yeah, because he's also not wearing green like his tunic and stuff.
Yeah, he's wearing kind of colors Zelda might wear.
Yeah, like bluish.
Bluish. And they both have pointed ears and it's kind of the same blondish hair. So.
Yeah, I think a lot of that, though, was just like, he's got earrings. Buh, he's a girl.
Yeah, I don't know. But still, that would be interesting. Like a fucking, because a lot of the female-centered video games, it's still like, look at my butt. Like Bayonetta, is a big one, and it's this witch who her hair is her clothing, so her hair goes down into clothing, and then when she does combo moves, the hair unravels and spins, and then she's naked for a second. Tee-hee-hee. You know,
I still like that game because I think they were playing around with, like, it was very tongue-in-cheek how like stereotypical it was.
Right.
Like, they were playing around with it, I think.
I remember seeing a demo of it, and it's a game that was made by Sega, and you can tell because she collects rings.
Yeah.
Sega loves
like,
their
really?
Rings.
Like, really? You're going to just have a Sonic thing in here?
Yeah.
But apparently people like that game. So,
yeah, it's made by the same people that Devil May Cry. It's pretty fun. It's kind of like... it's almost like if Quentin Tarantino made like a video game in some ways. Like it has that same sort of playfulness with the violence. Like it's very gratuitous but funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a shitty computer game trilogy called the Hugo games. First one's
the
called
Leisure Suit Larry.
No, Hugo. First one's called Hugo's House of Horrors, and you have to go into a haunted house and find your girlfriend who's been kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is like Hugo stuck on I'm skipping the second one on purpose. The third one is Hugo stuck on like a jungle island trying to find his girlfriend who's now missing because their plane crashed or some shit. The second one is called Hugo 2, Whodunit. Within the first 10 minutes of the game, Hugo's accused of murder and goes missing. And then you play the rest of the game as his girlfriend.
Really?
Trying to solve the crime. And I remember even as a kid being like, oh, that's an interesting twist.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't like, man, I want to play as Hugo. Who gives a fuck?
Who cares? Is the adventure captivating?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you like the story? Are you willing to...
It's not like Hugo was interesting. It was just some dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, character that we're given. Yeah.
I don't know the point I'm trying to make.
Well, there's a series of games. They're independently developed, like adventure games, called the Blackwell series.
I actually just bought all those.
Yeah, really good, and they have a female protagonist that's not made protagonist. I always do that. But she's not made sexy in any way. Like she has relationships sometimes, but it's not played up in any way. It's very realistic and. She's a very good depiction of female characters, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even, and I would say last year we had a lot of good female characters in video games.
They should make Master Chief a female. Like, reveal it.
Yeah. I think they've already revealed it's a dude, though.
Yeah, I think he took
that was the biggest twist back in the day, though, was when at the end of Metroid, when you found out Metroid was a girl. That's not their name, Metroid.
but still, you found it was Samus. But still, you found the way that you found out is that she was in a bikini.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah,
Samus took off what you thought was his costume, and then it was a girl in a bikini.
That was actually a reference to because I think she was based on the character in Alien, Ripley. Because there's actually a character in the game called Ripley that's like one of the bosses. It's like this dragon thing.
Okay.
But yeah, so that took a lot of... And the atmosphere was a lot from the Alien movie, too.
The developers were fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, two games that came out last year, Bioshock Infinite and The Last of Us, both have two great female characters in them. Still, though, you're the dude saving him.
Yeah, saving the little girl. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still that.
It's still the little defenseless girl that you need to take care of. Yeah. And the Walking Dead was sort of like that, too.
That is, it actually is a little kid, though. Like a little kid.
Yeah.
Like 6 or 7.
What is?
In the Walking Dead game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, that I mean, that I would totally get.
Yeah.
But I think in the second Walking Dead game, you're the girl, though.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. In the new series that's coming out right now, you're a little bit older, and you're playing as the girl that you were taking care of in the first game.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she's coming more into... She's actually a good female character, because she's still a kid, like, becoming a teenager, and she's starting to come into her own, but she still has that vulnerability of being a kid. So that one's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a push lately in kids' movies, too. Like, I noticed, like, Disney, Pixar, like, even with Frozen and Brave and whatnot, like, their female characters are becoming, like, they're still princesses.
Yeah.
But they're not relying on a Prince Charming to come save them.
Yeah, even Tangled played with that idea.
Tangled did as well. Although Tangled still had that, like... Like, he sacrificed himself.
Yeah.
And then she sacrificed her power.
But she was a lot more proactive in the movie, like, and she didn't want to have anything to do with him in the beginning. And
Right. That one is sort of sets the groundwork for Brave and Frozen sort of to work the way that they did. Like,
yeah.
There is no real love story in Brave.
Right.
Like, there's a bunch of tribes that, they're clans because they're Scottish, that come and, like, put suitors up, and that's squashed immediately, which is like, fuck that idea.
Fuck that shit.
And then her mom turns into a bear. Spoiler.
Yeah, and then it turns,
it turns into a brother bear.
Yeah. 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 But then she goes on an adventure, and, like, it's her dealing with her relationship with her mom.
Right.
Right? Completely fine. Like, I enjoyed Brave immensely. I'm sort of in a minority, I know. Like a lot of people are like,
I liked it.
I never saw it.
I liked it. I was expecting it to be a different type of movie. And
right.
And it became Brother Bear.
Yeah, it was very parallel to Brother Bear. But then Frozen comes, and Frozen's a huge hit.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, that gives... Frozen, like, it sort of bait and switched you. Like, you thought, like, oh, the love story's going to play a part. There's going to be a regular princess thing, and it has to do more with... Sister,
yeah,
like there really isn't a villain in that movie either.
I would argue that the guy who was going to marry Kristen Bell at the beginning,
he becomes a villain type character.
Yeah,
but like if you think
I'd say Olaf is sort of an anti-hero.
Olaf is an amazing character,
right?
But yeah, like the sort of thing that's oppressing the main all of the characters in the book happens because a character is misunderstood,
right?
You know, not because they're evil,
right?
Right. And then there's a guy who swoops in and tries to take advantage of.
Did
the
you know? Fun fact that she was originally supposed to be evil, and then when they wrote "Let It Go" and heard it for the first time, they were like, "This you can't have an evil character singing this song,"
right?
And so they tweaked it because of the song.
Well, it's a good thing they did because Let It Go is making them hand over fist dollars.
Fuckload of money. Like,
just back the truck in. We had another week and Let It Go still exists.
It's not often you hear Disney songs on the radio.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last one was like A Whole New World kind of. Like,
maybe, yeah.
I think it was one of those Lion King ones.
Elton John.
Yeah.
But you always heard the Elton John version and not the version from the movie. But,
yes.
Whereas in Frozen, the version from the movie is the radio version.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's the same. They got the singer to do the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Idina Menzel. Or what's her name?
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
That's what Johnny Trovoats said. Yeah.
What a tool. No, but like that's sort of, I think, helping prime a generation of...
Optimus Prime.
of girls who will have actual heroes
I think Adventure I think Adventure Time's doing a good job of that, too, because they have the gender swap thing with Fiona and Cake instead of Finn and Jake. And
are they from like another dimension or something?
They're actually the Ice King is a character that steals princesses in the show, and he made a fan fiction of Finn and Jake, the heroes of the show, as gender swap girls, and so, like, he has this weird complex.
And then they came to life.
No, they're not actually real in the context of the show, but they have their own like spin-off thing that are based on his fan fictions.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're sort of making fun of how a lot of people watching the show would make gender swap fan fictions of it, and they decided to make Ice King the voice of those fans. But anyway, the way that
I'm way behind on Adventure Time. That's why I don't know all this.
It's getting really good. The Fiona and Cake I think are depicted really well because they're. Again, she's not. It's not like ooh, little girl problems. It's more like she's like an adolescent girl and sort of a lot like in Brave. She rejects a lot of the stereotypes of girls, although she still deals with relationship problems that an adolescent girl would.
Right,
but not in a really played up way. It's a lot more balanced, I think. And it plays a lot with stereotypes and fights against them a little bit.
Yeah. I think it takes those types of things that become really popular despite trying to make some sort of, you know, like social commentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do it without it being preachy, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like Brave,
I mean, apparently,
or excuse me, fucking Frozen didn't seem preachy at all. Like,
apparently,
it's a very natural story.
This My Little Pony show, the one that's on right now, is like
Friendship is Magic.
Yeah, is like very good for young girls. Like, it does teach about friendship and apparently
middle-aged men. Apparently,
well, apparently the characters are strong. The issue with bronies is that a lot of them are just watching it because they want to fuck all those little horses.
It's
sort of tainted
for the plot. Yeah,
yeah. It's less about, I also agree with the messages of this show.
Yeah.
It's more of, I want to fuck that little fucking horse.
Look at that horse's ace. Yeah.
That's why we make fun of them so often.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's...
Yeah.
We've gotten way off topic.
We did, but whatever.
But it's encouraging, I think, for sort of the idea of gender equality.
Right.
When more heroes become present for both genders.
Right.
You know, it's a hero that regardless if you're a man or a woman, you can look up to.
Irregardless.
Is it irregardless?
No.
Regardless,
it never is.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's just, yeah.
It's never irregardless.
It's already negative, yeah.
I was a joke.
Yeah.
It was a joke correction.
No, but it's encouraging that there are more and more heroes and not sort of damsels in distress.
Yeah.
Independent characters to where it really could be gender swapped and it wouldn't make a difference.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's the way that you should write good characters in general.
Right.
You know, or like that good characters should be drafted.
Yeah.
In general is that it shouldn't matter their ethnicity or their gender. They're captivating because they are able to persevere or, you know, their character is redeemable in a certain way or whatever, you know. And then, like, I don't know if they would think of their properties in Hollywood that way. Then they could really sort of move around all those pieces interchangeably, and it wouldn't make any difference,
right?
You know, as opposed to like, well, we have to get a white leading man, and then we have to get a blonde girl because he's tall, dark, and handsome, so they need to contrast,
yeah,
so they look good on screen together,
right?
You know, like fuck all that,
yeah.
Like, have good characters,
right?
Tell good stories,
yeah.
Make them interesting, and then it doesn't matter, you know. It doesn't matter that. Like, you don't have to have a studio say, hey, why don't you put a shower scene in there?
Just toss in a shower scene.
How
why
about
not? Yeah.
How about she has to go change into her uniform, her Starfleet uniform. Captain Kirk walks in on her.
Oh.
That'll be good for the fellas.
The lens flares on her boobies.
Yeah.
Boobs had lens flares.
She was actually naked, and when she turned, lens flare, you know, censored her.
Right.
No, I'm not to say that you should sort of like eradicate the like sexy or like sex out of things, because like it has its place too. It's just it's weird
it just,
to
it
sort of
should have a place. Like
yes, exactly. Like it should serve purpose to plot, or it should make sense within the context of whatever story you're watching. You know,
yeah. There's a thing too I've noticed where if any female character is angry for any reason,
she's bitchy.
There's a fraction of the men in the audience who goes, "Oh, what a bitch!"
Yeah.
It's like, really?
She's mad somebody kidnapped her kid. Ugh, you know what, though? Bitch.
I There's a big thing with...
I have to imagine, though, that worry that, you know, like, producers or studio heads have that, oh, well, they'll think that she's a bitch. Like, the actual percentage of people that will sit in a theater and say, well, she's a bitch,
right,
are so much smaller than the actual general populace that will go and
right,
not
yeah.
think that at all.
Well, I mean, here's a great example. Is in Doctor Who... there was a companion named Donna. I think we brought her up earlier.
We did.
As she was just a friend of the doctor's and not a love interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was like an older lady in like her late 30s.
And a ginger.
And a ginger in the doctor picture.
Is she the first ginger companion?
She was the first one in the new series. I don't know about the old one. There could have been one.
There was a male. Remember. There was a male ginger, I think. Scott, I think. Or he was brown-haired.
I don't fucking know.
It was black and white, Dean. How would you know?
No, that was in color.
I know. I'm yeah. kidding.
I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
There's a running joke in Doctor Who about gingers. Is
right. So her first episode that she was ever in, she gets transported on the TARDIS randomly. The doctor doesn't know why she's there.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know why she's there. She's on her wedding day.
That's a common theme.
She was about to get married. She was like standing at the altar when she just disappeared and teleported on the doctor's TARDIS. And she's upset because she thinks he just kidnapped her.
Yes, reasonably.
So she's very screaming at him, how dare you fucking take me, you know, shit. She's pretty angry a lot of that first episode.
Right.
Because she, you know, she thinks that this fucking alien has kidnapped her. She also doesn't put up with, like, his shit.
Mm-hmm.
She'll talk back to him if he says something to her. Like, she's one of the more stronger, like, companions who are like, no, you're wrong because fuck you, you know?
Right.
Wow, what a bitch.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Is all these fucking dudes who watch the show go, oh, I don't like Donna because she's a bitch. By the way, it's only that first episode where she's that angry.
Mm-hmm.
Because after that, she realizes, oh, the doctor's a cool guy. And she becomes his companion later.
She doesn't like being kidnapped? What the fuck?
Right. And so, but people, these dudes would hold on to that image of her being very angry in her first episode.
Right.
And she's being a jerk to the doctor, yes, because she doesn't know who the fuck this guy is. And then she's still, like, throughout her companionship, she was there one season. Throughout the season, like, she's his companion, and she still doesn't put up with his shit, though. She'll talk back to him and shit like that. So, so there's a lot of guys, and I think it's totally a, like, woman-hating angle that they're taking in their minds that they don't realize.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the how dare you talk back to the doctor. You're just a dumb woman. I think that's where this comes from, and why there's a large amount, I wouldn't say the majority, but a large amount of male Doctor Who fans that hated Donna because of that. Whereas later when they did a poll of who's the best companion in
Donna, by far.
Doctor Who, like the new Doctor Who's, Donna won.
Right.
But yeah, just another example of like, so I think a lot of creators are wary of making their women too strong because they're afraid of the, you know, the meathead dopes who are like, oh,
Wonder Woman,
she's
a
bitch then. Yeah.
You know what, though? People aren't going to go on the forums and be like, this is great.
Yeah.
And be that passionate towards, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is a great representation of a strong-willed character or whatever. You know, like, the people that go on the forums and fucking
spout
bullshit
are the
ones that are...
A great example.
Angry about something, you know?
A great example, which is more well-known than Doctor Who. Rita on Dexter. There were people calling her a bitch in, like, that she became a bitch. She's suddenly a bitch now. But this is because Dexter's hiding things from her.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense that she would become angry at him. And there were fucking people watching the show going, oh, she's such a bitch. Because she won't let Dexter just leave in the middle of the night.
He was essentially having an affair.
Yeah, the same thing was happening with a lot of people were saying Walter White and Breaking Bad.
I'm not even talking about the affair season, by the way.
No. I'm saying his affair was with murder.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying about Breaking
Skyler,
Bad. Yeah,
Walter White's wife.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she's such a bitch because she doesn't like him making all these excuses for being out at all hours of the night and having a second cell phone and all that shit.
Right,
yeah.
Like, what would you expect?
Yeah.
But it's because the people know what the character's up to.
Yeah, yeah.
They go, you should know too. And fucking, he's doing this because he has to.
Yeah, I don't know. Their voices may be loud because they're the only ones who are yelling.
Right.
Yeah.
Because everybody else who's content with it is just waiting for the next episode.
Right.
You know, they enjoy it. So
yeah, when Rita was mad at Dexter,
there's no reason to be that impassioned about.
Yeah. When Rita was mad at Dexter for being out at all hours of the night and not calling and shit like that, there was no part of me going, well, what a jerk for bothering Dexter with her horse shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean?
He was fucking married to her, and he would just disappear at night.
And they had a newborn baby.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she also had two other kids.
Yeah.
Like, he was a shitty father to three kids.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
And becoming a terrible husband.
And proved himself to be a shitty father all the way till the end.
Yep.
Nope. Yep.
Yep. All the way to the end.
All the way to the end.
A great lumberjack, though.
Yeah. He didn't want to be a serial killer anyway.
Yeah.
He always wanted to be a lumberjack.
I am a lumberjack, and I'm
leaping
okay
from tree to tree.
In a world cold.
I think it's Nerdigory's time.
Is it?
We've covered broads.
I ended on that. I think we fix all those lady problems.
Yeah. Just find the heroes that you like, ladies.
So what we're saying is,
stop
being bitches. No, these studios, they need to put more broads in the movies, you know?
They need to have a throw in a shower scene in there, you know, show some cleave.
Hey. Yeah. So Nerdigories.
I don't mind her going on adventures, just show me her tits.
We've been on kind of a theme, Nerdigories, lately. Well, two in a row. We did modern comedy movies. Last episode, we did 90s comedy movies. So why don't we keep it going?
20s comedy movies.
20s comedy movies. Fred Ott Sneeze. Hilarious. The Great Train Robber. I don't know. 80s comedy movies.
Man,
this is probably the last one we'll do because this is, you know, we were all born in the
80s. We don't want to go back to man tries to sit in the chair but fails to.
Again, no animation?
No animation.
Okay.
80s comedy movies.
So no Feifel movies.
No Feifel. I wouldn't call those comedy movies.
No, I'm kidding. So this is week three of
comedy
the
movies.
Hardest list Corey will ever have to write.
Exactly.
God damn.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to take a break. And we're gonna write our list of 80s comedy movies, list of five.
You're gonna change your username.
You're gonna change our username, and we'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song. Theme song. Theme song.
All right. And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're Black Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Black Indiana Jones.
Did everyone change their username? I hope everyone changed their username.
I took the underscore out of mine.
Because it's time. You shouldn't be a fucking anonymous person 75. And I forget how the scheme it is.
User 7453824.
Quit being that.
Change it.
Put a name there.
Stupid.
If you like it, then you should put your name on it. What? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Better put a ring on it.
80s comedy movies.
Movies.
Movies. Who won last week? I did.
You won.
You did. You won
in a cum dance-a-thon.
In a cum dancer round.
Yeah.
Against me.
You were king cum queen.
Cum dancers in flight.
Cum dancing queen.
Young and sweet, only dick bag. Okay. That's the wrong thing. I wrote my list in my phone, and now I'm trying to bring it back. There you are. Okay.
Hi, Doc's list.
Number one. Get this out of the way. Ghostbusters. Bill Murray.
Yeah, I figured you'd put that.
Yeah. So that means you didn't?
Not on my list. Okay. Here's the thing. I wrote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 movies.
You wrote that quick during the break.
And then pared it down to 5.
Wow. Okay.
The 80s were a plethora of good comedy movies.
Yeah. Good choices. So, did you have Ghostbusters, Dean?
I did not.
I got a point for Ghostbusters. Yeah. My favorite 80s Bill Murray movie. I've hit all the Bill Murrays.
There was a few Bill Murray movies that made it on my list of 14.
I still
didn't.
Managed to limit it to Bill Murray is in one entry on each list.
Yeah,
the 90s and the 2000s. I made sure he was in one each. And then, because I didn't want to, I could do all Bill Murray if I fucking wanted to, really.
Right.
Especially 80s.
I was very close to putting a Bill Murray movie on this list.
But yeah, point for me.
Point.
Corey?
First on my list is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Very good choice.
I didn't have it.
Dean did not have it, neither did I.
All right.
Yeah.
For my first one...
Hey, this is great iced tea.
Yeah, I know that dude. Yeah. Works at All American Burger.
Yeah.
Fucking still Sean Penn's best work.
Right.
Dean. My first one is UHF.
That's a great one.
The Weird Al movie.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yes.
Very good one.
UHF.
Someone just asked him in a Reddit AMA if he'd make UHF 2.
And he said...
I think he said he would probably, but it probably won't happen.
He said, you're so stupid! Yeah.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fish.
UHF have... Who else was in the movies? Fucking...
Kramer.
Kramer is in it.
Michael Richards is in it. He started saying the N-word and they had to kick him out.
Like, no. Guess who's not coming to the sequel?
Burr.
Yeah. So, point for Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I watched that a ton as a kid.
UHF,
UHF. Damn.
Next one. This kind of came out when a lot of the teen comedies were coming out, and this is the weirdest one. It's kind of like they almost did a parody of the teen comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Better Off Dead, starring John Cusack.
I have not seen that one.
No, you haven't seen this?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
It was directed by Savage Steve Holland, who did Eek the Cat.
That sounds like a wrestler.
No, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, he's
Savage Steve Holland.
He's the guy that created Eek the Cat. So it's very irreverent. It feels like almost like one of those like an airplane type parody movie.
Uh-huh.
But of those teen comedies, and it came out in the 80s. Booger from Revenge of the Nerds is in it. There's a part where he's on a snowy mountain. I love this scene. And he's like, John Cusack is like trying to ski. And then he's just like overlooking at the snow. And he goes, wait a minute. This is 100% pure snow. Do you know the street value I can get off this? And he starts cutting it up into lines. It's fucking great.
Better Off Dead?
Better Off Dead.
I will. Is it, hopefully it's on Netflix.
Catch
I'll watch
it out.
Tonight.
It probably is.
Catch it out.
Catch it out. Better Off Dead. He's essentially, he's a guy who his girlfriend leaves him. So he keeps trying to commit suicide and keeps failing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like the plot of the movie.
All right, yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Point for me. Corey, your turn.
Yes. Next on my list is, like I said, this was such a hard, maybe I'll share with you guys the ones that didn't make the cut afterwards. Great movie. Has a female Thor in it.
Oh.
And it's Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, yeah.
Really great movie.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that is a good one.
I remember, like, I saw that one kind of late, which it may be why I appreciated it more, because I was a little older.
Yeah.
I didn't see it in the 80s, but it was one that, like, my dad was like, oh, we should watch Adventures in Babysitting. And I was like, what's that? And you're like,
what's that?
It's a great movie from
way better than Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Yes. It's so charming. Like, there was a movie recently that sort of came close to the...
Was it The Sitter with Jonah Hill?
Yeah, with Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Although that one didn't quite have the same charm as Adventures in Babysitting.
It was okay.
But it had a similar vibe to the sort of general story of the movie. Adventures in Babysitting was awesome. Like,
yeah.
Carton kids through is Chicago, I think, right?
Yeah.
Middle of the night. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. Point for you.
All right. My next one is Airplane.
I also had Airplane.
I did not have Airplane.
Oh, fucking hell.
Airplane, aside from Mel Brooks' movies, because they're not really spoofs, Airplane is probably one of like the better spoof.
Yeah, it's the best one.
I was going to say the best, but...
I think it's the best spoof ever.
The Naked Gun movies Airplane. Are pretty awesome.
Yeah, but Airplane fucking just destroys it.
They don't make spoof movies.
No.
That sounds old to say, but they don't make spoof movies like they used to.
Spoof movies now are all about shitty pop culture references. It's awful.
It's not... Like, they're not making...
Yeah, Airplane was fucking physical
genre,
comedy and sight gags.
The closest Airplane did to that was, like, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, they referenced Saturday Night Fever with the whole disco dance scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even, like, when I was a kid and I didn't even know what Saturday Night Fever was, that scene is funny on its own. I don't need to know what Saturday Night Fever is to laugh at the disco dancing scene.
There's a really funny mistake.
Yeah.
In that movie.
I wouldn't call anything in Airplane a mistake.
During that particular scene.
Yeah.
He sort of goes off frame.
Yeah.
And it's a stunt guy who does a fall.
Yeah.
And he comes running in like I didn't fall. Ha ha, yeah. I'm good, right? Like quick reaction.
Right.
But you can see them swapping in frame.
Oh yeah.
So like
I didn't even notice
that. He's standing there waiting to go, and you can see him like waiting, and then this stunt guy, you know, hits his mark and then he runs out, but they're both in frame at the same time.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Nice.
I think it was a legit mistake.
Okay.
Something that they did in the spoof movie Date Movie. The only part of Date Movie that I liked, that I laughed out loud in the theater when I saw it.
Okay.
Was a similar...
First of all, shame on you.
I know.
Seeing that in the theater.
You know what?
You're the reason they keep coming out.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that was the last spoof movie I saw in the theater.
You didn't see Vampires Suck?
I didn't. Allison Hannigan was cute.
Okay.
And redheaded, and I like both
we'll
of
those
things.
Look up pictures on the Celebrity Movie Archive.
There's a scene where she gets on a motorcycle at the end.
Right.
And they do like the worst jump cut to her stunt double, which is a large black man.
Okay, got it.
And that made me laugh. The rest of the movie, I was like, this is so terrible. And then that happened, and I laughed out loud.
Okay.
Black people are
funny. You're like, finally, something funny.
Because it was so obvious. Like, they didn't even, like, they knew that they weren't trying to hide anything.
Yeah.
And it was
see, that joke wouldn't work on me because I don't see color, so I wouldn't even notice.
Well, the size differential, it was like a very muscular black man.
No, I don't see size either. I'm not sizist.
Yeah. Yeah, but Corey doesn't. That's fine.
I also don't see hair color.
So what's your next movie, Dean?
That was my turn, actually. Yeah, Dean said Airplane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did.
Yeah, and then I canceled
it. Cancel Airplane.
Yeah. My favorite 80s Chevy Chase movie, Fletch.
Almost made my list.
Yeah.
That was one I had to like Sophie's Choice off my list.
Yeah. Mm. Sorry. Sophie's Fletch. Choice is another one.
There we go.
Walker.
Brilliant 80s comedy. Yep. Sophie's Choice. No, Fletch is good, too.
Fletch is great.
They hate these kids.
that's another one of those franchises that could have kept going if they had let people do it the way they wanted to do it.
Well, the first Fletch is based off the book Fletch.
Yes.
And then the second one, Fletch Lives, is based off of nothing.
Right.
It was just a totally original script. And it's okay, but it feels like just Fletch again.
Right.
I think they should have stuck with the books and done another mystery from one of the books.
They should have, yeah. Then Kevin Smith bought the rights to...
He was going
to
make a prequel.
A prequel, to the earlier Fletch story.
Yeah, with Jason Lee as Fletch.
Yes, and I think that would have been fantastic with the studio shot him down.
Yeah.
They could have kept Fletch going as a franchise like that for a while.
I think the studio wanted someone who wasn't Jason Lee.
They wanted Ben Affleck.
Probably.
But he was tied to another movie.
And he's not... He wouldn't be Fletch.
No. Yeah. But he was leading man material. And that's the thing. Like, it's a comedy. You don't need, fucking...
No.
Leading man material. Chevy Chase is like Mr.
Fucking
Pratt-Paul.
Receding hairline.
Yeah, like,
Bill Murray, pockmarked face.
Yeah, Steve Martin.
For years.
Like, prematurely gray at, 16.
Yeah.
Like, those are the guys that need to front comedies.
I know.
Anyway. Studios... We've established studios that have their heads way far.
So point
up their
for
ass.
Me for Fletch.
Yeah, Fletch.
Corey.
Speaking of ugly comedians being the stars of movies, my next one has three: Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Chevy Chase, and it's Three Amigos.
Yeah, Three Amigos.
I had the
son of a bitch.
Corey, cancel with Dean. La la. La.
God damn. Three Amigos it still cracks me up to this day.
Yeah.
All Steve right. Martin against that wall.
My little buttercup.
That too. But when he's trying to move the chains and the weight to get to the other side and just keeps fucking getting slammed back against the wall. I still quote, would you say I have a plethora? Nobody ever gets it, but...
No, yeah.
How can you say I have a plethora if you don't even know what a plethora is?
Yeah, that's a good movie. And there's a lot of movies that steal that movie's ending.
Mm-hmm.
With the whole the town is standing with they're helping the Three Amigos fight the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things I see that it's like, oh, this ending is Three Amigos ended.
Right.
Well, that's also sort of how the Seven Samurai went to.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't even know that. Doctor Who had a Western episode and it was totally the Three Amigos ending.
Yeah. That's what are they called?
A trope.
A trope.
Yeah. Two Wong Fu, Three Amigos ending.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. I had for my next one, History of the World Part 1.
Nice. Mel Brooks.
Yep. That was
80s.
That was 80s?
Yeah, that was 80s.
Yep.
It was like 84, I think.
I think they showed it in on Comedy Central.
Might be 80.
They showed it on Comedy Central in the 90s so much, I thought it was a 90s movie.
Yeah.
Because I thought...
I had that. I had no idea Brady Bunch was old when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a new show.
Yeah, right? I watched Nick at Night all the time.
Yeah,
I
watched
a
ton of Nick at Night, yeah.
In fact, I only knew shows were old if they were...
Black and White.
Black and White, yeah. Like I knew I Love Lucy is old.
Yeah.
Little Rascals is old.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Three there was no concept of rerun.
Yeah, I didn't know that I was watching reruns.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was new to you.
Yeah, like even Rescue Rangers, when it came on the Disney Afternoon, it had aired on the Disney Channel like 2 years prior. I didn't have cable, so I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Disney Channel gets all the new stuff, and then it's
then it went to the Disney Afternoon. Yeah.
ABC, Saturday morning.
That's where a lot of people saw it, though, because not everyone had cable back then.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't as common to have.
Yeah. Yeah, good choice.
Yep.
What was it again?
History of the World.
Yeah, History of the World. Good
History
choice.
History of the World Part 1. Yeah, like I want to think that like 80s Mel Brooks is like Spaceballs.
Right.
And History of the World seems more 70s Mel Brooks.
But yeah. I think it was early 80s.
It might have been right on the cusp there. Nice. I'll trust you. I got it off of
Wikipedia, so might not be right.
My last one is...
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
My last one is also a Steve Martin movie. And to me, it's probably one of his most underrated because it doesn't come up a lot when people talk about the great Steve Martin comedies.
Roxanne.
No, but I saw this as a kid.
My Blue Heaven.
And thought it was fucking hysterical. And then I rebought it as an adult, and it's still funny.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him
yeah.
and Michael Caine as con artists. It's fucking great.
The whole dinner scene.
The whole dinner scene is fantastic.
He's poking himself. He's got the cork on the fork so he doesn't damage him.
Yeah.
Himself. He keeps poking himself in the eye patch, and then he... urinates.
Yeah,
that face he makes when he's urinating under the table.
Yeah, the whole like the scams they try to pull in that the whole wheelchair shit.
Yes,
it's fucking. Man. It's a great movie. That if you haven't seen movie. That, Dean, that's a good one to watch.
Yeah, I'm writing down some of these.
That one always reminds me whenever I see Dirty Rotten Scandals, I also want to see A Fish Called Wanda.
Fish Called Wanda. I totally forgot. That's probably one of my favorites. Holy shit!
It didn't occur to me till right now. Oh, until you
that
said
is
Dirty Rotten
such
Scandals.
A good movie.
Dirty Rotten Scandals didn't even make my side list.
Right. Oh, fuck. I wish I could go back in time and put that now.
Both of those are fantastic movies.
I wish I was a female Marty. I would go back and put A Fish Called Wanda, on my list.
Yeah. Fish Called Wanda is pretty fantastic, too.
Yeah. God damn it.
That's why these are the hardest fucking lists to write.
They
man.
Are.
Five. Pick only five.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's ever any
overlap. Did you
know overlap.
Kevin Kline won an Oscar for A Fish Called Wanda?
Did he really?
Best Supporting Actor.
In a comedy?
In a comedy.
What, was that the
totally
last...
deserve it. He's the best thing about that movie.
Was that the last time that happened?
Yeah. I think probably. Yeah. But man. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, they don't give Oscars for comedies.
Yeah.
Anymore. So, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels was the last one.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels was my last one.
Good
See that in A Fish Called Wanda, Dean.
All right.
Okay. Do a double feature.
Fish Called Wanda has a lot of the Monty Python cast in it, too.
Okay. Does, yeah. I never saw Fletch either, so I wrote that down.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Fletch is like a detective movie.
Yeah, I know of it.
Yeah.
I've seen clips of it.
One will remember during our fanfic episode,
it was kind of based on Fletch.
My hamster that worked with the Rescue Rangers was kind of based off Fletch.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Bleh.
Bleh. Hey, this is Doc. Super cool Fletch reviews. I'm back. All right, Corey.
Next on my list, I picked... This is a movie from a series. It's technically like one of the sequels, but it's not really.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of stand alone, and it's one of the National Lampoon's Vacation movies. I chose Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Because it's a near-perfect movie. The original Vacation is really fantastic,
That's
too.
The one I would pick over the two.
Yes, yeah. But for me, you know, dealing with favorite.
Yeah.
Like our personal favorites.
Right, right, right.
Christmas Vacation has a very sort of special place in my family's
anuses.
Yeah, no. What do you call it?
It's not buttholes, pee holes.
No, like it's not a ritual.
Cloaca.
It's an annual thing that you do. It's a
tradition.
Tradition.
Wow, you forgot that word.
I forgot that word. Christmas Vacation has become somewhat of a tradition for my family. So we watch Christmas Vacation once every year, and at least once every year at the end of Thanksgiving meal to kick off our Christmas.
I thought your Thanksgiving movie was...
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yeah.
That is before dinner.
Oh, okay. That's before dinner, and then Christmas Vacation is
that
after
one's
dinner.
Not as strict.
Yeah.
When we travel to other Thanksgivings...
I once, as a kid, had Thanksgiving at Corey's.
You did, yeah.
I remember we watched...
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
And then we did watch Christmas Vacation afterwards.
It's a thing that like has to be done. Two copies of Christmas Vacation in case I take one on vacation and leave it.
Take one on a Christmas vacation.
I'm saying like if we go somewhere for Thanksgiving, we go to a we've sort of expanded this into other family members too, so they're already prepared. You know, like we go.
I prefer European vacation.
European vacation had tits, but
it's terrible. It's... Didn't Vacation have tits?
Yes.
Beverly D'Angelo's.
It does. It does. Yeah. It does. Yeah, she comes out of a shower.
Also, didn't they have the girl in the pool, the hot girl, Claudia Schiffer?
Does it show her boobs?
I thought her boobs show up in the pool.
It may.
I saw it on TV a lot, though, so it was edited out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holiday Rule.
It's like Fast Times Version. I didn't realize that Phoebe Cates showed her breasts.
Because you always saw it on TV.
I always saw it on TV.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I got the DVD years later that I was like, holy shit!
Can I tell you a fun fact? And I'm a Phoebe Cates fan because I grew up watching The Labyrinth.
It's fantastic.
But I always preferred Jennifer Jason Leigh's nude scene in Fast Times.
Because
I liked her more.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was always like, yeah, I'm seeing her naked. She's the nice one.
Yeah.
That's also a funnier scene.
What's a funnier scene?
It's not.
It's not. It's not a funny scene. It's not a funny scene at all.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was always like, yeah, she's naked now. Woo, I'm a kid.
Yeah. Yep. Phoebe Cates scene is super sexy.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Anyway, Christmas Vacation, because it's a family tradition. And I've watched it probably 20 times, you know.
Point for you.
It still is funny.
Cool.
Even though we quote the movie as we're watching it mostly.
Yes, you did do that. I remember as a kid being like, this is annoying.
Yeah. I'm sure it sat sort of the way Bad Santa sits to me.
No, I like the movie. It was the quoting during the movie.
Yeah.
Dean.
My last one is, as I was looking through 80s comedies, I didn't realize this was 80s, but Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Ooh. Now it does. It's half animation, half live action. I say we have to count it.
Yeah.
You did this on purpose to make us think.
I actually didn't.
I actually didn't.
Yeah, I would say because of the context of the movie itself, it's a live action movie that has animated elements.
Right.
So it would classify as a live action
movie. Yeah. You got off on a technicality, Dean.
Could I just put in Cool World and...
No. That's 90s,
see,
I believe.
I don't even... See, Cool World, sucks. I wouldn't... I would not accept because that is equal parts...
I can't believe we forgot Stay Tuned.
Stay Tuned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Problem Child. That's probably 90s.
All
who knows?
All the John Ritter movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, all right, take your Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I'm all out. All right. Did you have any more?
Nope.
I have one more.
Okay, what is it?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I almost put that.
One of the absolute...
Did you see that yet, Dean?
Yes. It was a long time ago, though.
Oh, I thought you hadn't seen that for some reason.
No, I saw it a long time, but I barely remember it, though.
One of my top movies of all time, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It's so fetch.
And,
I think he says that in the movie.
who plays this? Jennifer Grey?
Jennifer Grey.
Should not have gotten a nose job. She's perfectly fine.
Yeah. You know who she's married to? Coulson from Avengers.
Really?
Yep. Married in real life.
After her nose.
Yeah. She's still cute. She just doesn't look like the same human.
She looks completely...
She looks like a different human.
She got a nose job. It changed her entire face. I don't know how the fuck that happens. Anyway.
Yeah.
I have 4 points.
Me too.
I've got 3.
Oh, God.
This is the same thing that happened last week.
Can I just concede?
I fuck up in cum dancers too sometimes.
I hate cum dancers so much.
I know.
My stomach is already not feeling good, and now I've got to add stress to it.
Colors poop can be.
Green.
Brown.
White.
Yellow.
Black.
Red.
Ugh, orange. Like, we're just naming colors. This is stupid.
This is stupid.
All right. Poop can't be any of those colors. And if it is, consult a physician.
Female superheroes.
Oh.
I'm going to lose so terribly.
Okay. Hawk Girl.
Supergirl.
Power Girl.
Batgirl.
Rogue.
Storm.
Jean Grey.
Fucking Jubilee.
Miss Marvel.
God damn it, I'm going to lose so bad. Son of a dick. Wonder Woman.
Psylocke.
You're done.
You can't do like Scarlet She-Hulk. Witch or something.
Black Widow.
Yeah,
yes,
now Scarlet you're thinking
Witch.
Of him. Yeah. Yeah. Ah! My next one was Emma Frost, who became a good guy later.
Fucking... Yeah, I could even.
Oh, she got
Catwoman
a sex change?
She...
she became a good girl later. Yeah. She's a good girl. I know the better. I pick.
Give me some of those word crimes.
I know the better. So that makes me.
Geek of the week.
You're King Geek of the Week.
King Geek
of
the Week.
You want to hear my master list here?
I'm the Come Dancing with. Yeah, run it off quick.
Scrooged.
Yes.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yes.
No. Back to the Future.
Yes.
No. This is Spinal Tap.
Yes.
No.
I actually left off Back to the Future because I assumed you were going to put it.
I didn't put it because I put it on every other fucking list.
Yeah.
I thought, you know.
Also, I like it more for the time travel than any of the comedy in it.
Yeah, I didn't really consider it a comedy. It was more like a fun adventure. Time travel
Yeah,
movie,
it's a know? Funny movie, but like. It's. I watch it because it's. Time
yeah,
travel.
I almost thought
yeah.
the. I almost. I left off the Breakfast Club for the same reason. Like
God
it's not.
Breakfast
it's great. Not a comedy, but it is funny.
It's.
But,
it's. Yeah, yeah but it, like it's a lot more dramatical.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's. It's a. It's a more serious tone. Stripes.
Good.
That was so almost
all easily could have made my list.
The original Vacation, Election, or no, fucking not Election. What is that? Oh, Fletch.
Erection.
Weird Science. And then the one that I struggled with the most, Raising Arizona.
Oh, okay. I wish I would have put that.
That one hurt.
Raising Arizona. I think Ron Bennington from Ron and Fez said this once. If you pay attention to Raising Arizona, that movie is all punchlines. No line is a setup. Every single line is funny. That was his quote about it, is watch Raising Arizona and realize that every single line in that movie is a funny line.
That movie alone makes me still watch shitty Nicolas Cage movies.
Because yeah. you're like, bring
so
back
great.
Some of the magic.
He's so great in Raising yeah. Arizona that I think every time I see some shitty movie on Netflix, I go, well, it's Nick Cage. He was in Raising Arizona.
Even some of his shitty ones I love, like that his Bad Lieutenant remake.
I never saw that one.
It's batshit crazy, and it's great.
Is that the Werner Herzog Bad Lieutenant?
Yeah, I think so. It's Port Call of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking nutty as shit and great. Drive Angry is a fun, stupid one.
I did not find that terrible yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad, but it yeah. wasn't terrible.
Right.
The Ghost Riders suck.
Ghost Riders do suck.
Yeah, the which one were you?
Ghost Rider, the character sucks. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
Fuck Ghost Rider. He's all... The image. He's that's his whole
he's,
thing.
Well, he's badass. He's like Boba Fett, pretty much.
His whole thing is just
yeah,
looking
can we go
badass.
On record as saying Boba Fett is a really lame character.
Boba
yeah.
Fett became famous because of all this like fucking shit they wrote about him afterwards.
He looks sweet.
He
yes, as a character,
he lost a fight and then got eaten. Whatever.
Yeah. Fuck Boba Fett and fuck what's his name? Skullface Fireman.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Ghostface.
Fuck Ghost Rider. He's yeah. all the image. Oh, cool. Skeleton on fire, and he's a biker.
Yeah, and then he doesn't.
Other than that, he's boring as fuck. He only works in stories where he's not the main character.
He's a supplemental
like if he
character.
Just like shows up to help.
Shows up to look badass.
Yeah.
And then whips a fire chain. And
yeah,
then
otherwise,
goes, all
fuck
right,
him.
See you later.
Fuck Ghost Rider.
All right.
Yeah. By the way, what did you have to say about it, Drunk Doc?
Hey, this is Doc with Super Cool Drink Reviews. I'm back. Today I got a fucking Sonic screwdriver. It's a Sonic cup, and it has, what's in it? Oh, rain vodka.
Really?
Like, one part's rain vodka.
Just one?
One part's blue curacao.
One what part's?
Else? And one part's orange juice.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. so it's very good, and you drink it.
Oh, good.
You sound like you're drinking it now.
Yeah, it sounds like he's drinking
How
it.
How good is it?
It's so good. It tastes good. It's a good drink to have when
for what?
You want
for
it. I have a party.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have a party.
I don't know if I like that more than Gary Busey or not. Oh, man.
P All is right. for piss drunk. A is for asshole.
Plugs.
Yeah, plugs time. Congratulations to Doc, you win again.
Yay.
Geek of the week.
Geek of the week.
Okay.
Drunk of the month.
Look up Dean Bottino on Google.
Yay!
That's your plug?
Yeah. That's a good one.
It's late.
Look up Doc Wheatley on Google. If it says I'm a veterinarian, that's not me.
Otherwise, go to DocWheatley.com.
DocWheatley.com. Docy Wheats. Corey.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. Go to BroughtDownRunning.com or follow us at BDR Rocks on Twitter. Get ready for Jeff Martin's debut.
Jumpin' Jeff Martin.
From Jumpin' Jeff Martin. Jumpin' Jivin' Jeff Martin.
Has he heard that me say that yet?
No, I don't think
Does he not listen to
I don't
our
think he
show?
Listens to the podcast.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, the Arcadian Records, my record label, is going to release his EP very soon. I've been hearing the sort of rough mixes for as they go through the stages.
Yeah.
And we're so close to getting that really good sound.
Yeah.
It's super exciting.
Right.
To hear the sort of journey. And yeah, I'm pretty proud of it. It's something that that we took from just a YouTube video of him sitting playing his guitar in his living room.
Right.
You know, and really we've added a whole bunch of stuff and nice. Really worked with him and really proud of it. And excited to release that. I think we're shooting for like mid-August at this point.
Oh, okay.
But we'll be sure to play a song on the show when it does get released.
Cool.
So look forward to that.
Totes.
Other than that, if you want to contact the Shy Kids, there's a few ways that you can do that. You can email us. What's that email address?
comments@theshykids.com.
Or you can follow us on Twitter at our Twitter handle.
At Shy Kids Podcast.
Or they can connect with us on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/TheShyKids.
Yes, it is. Always go to TheShyKids.com for all your Shy Kids needs. And
download old episodes, shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. All of our episodes will be archived there for as long as we're paying for the space.
Yeah.
And also you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, however you get your podcasts.
Right.
Be sure to rate and review us. That helps our analytics, and then helps other people see us on the search engines.
Right. And if you're not listening to us right now on morelikeradio.com, then you can on Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. In fact, new episodes air there before we even release them on our website.
That's
so
true.
When you just get it from the website, you're actually a couple days behind.
That's true.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a total interactive experience there, too, because
this
they have
a
live
room.
Chat room.
Yeah.
That comes picks. Up when you launch the player.
And if I don't sleep in, I'm usually in there.
Yeah, for the most part, I like to be in there, too. We'll get Dean there eventually.
Oh, someday.
Saturday is usually my day with my girlfriend, so.
He has one day with her.
One day. Yeah. Just Saturday mornings.
That's those long-distance
really
relationships, man.
Yep. Yeah. Fucking Anaheim and Irvine.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a fun time. You know, we'll sort of clear up some of the mistakes we made and maybe drop some
F-bombs.
Reference pictures and stuff on the chat to sort of aid in the Shy Kids experience.
Right.
I think it's really cool. We're coming up very quickly on our year.
Yeah, I mean, technically we've already been recording a year, but we're coming up on...
We're coming up on episode 52.
52, which would be 52 weeks of episodes.
Yes.
Even though we skipped a few weeks.
So that's that's what I'm counting as our, like...
That's our year.
Our year anniversary is episode 52.
Yeah.
Clip show.
Yeah.
Meet the clip show.
If you would like to suggest, as a fan, something that you would like us to consider for our year show...
Like a topic?
A topic or an idea.
Yeah.
We'd like to do something a little bigger than our regular episodes.
Yeah.
Dick.
And so you, the fans, can help us decide what that is.
Let's do a camping episode. We go camping and we record our campfire chatter.
Stars.
We could do a drunk episode.
Oh.
Except Dean doesn't drink.
You would
Dean
for this
episode.
Dean
doesn't drink?
Nope.
How about we get you some... edibles.
That would be awesome.
Or mushrooms.
Because Dean has anxiety and would trip really bad balls.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If we wanted to do a drunk show, you could make the choice and do it not drunk.
Yeah, there's a babysit you too.
You'd be the designated...
Yeah,
person.
The podcaster.
Yeah.
The pressure would be on you to keep the ball rolling entire time.
I have to drag out my soapbox this time.
Right. We'd have to record it on a day where we don't have any... We'd have to record it on like a weekend.
Yeah.
Where we have no obligations the next day.
What if we did a live drunk show?
We'll see what the chat room's saying right now.
Yeah.
All right, if you've got any
ideas for how you think we should spend our first birthday.
Yeah. What our special 52nd episode should be.
Then send those to the email address that we mentioned before or on Twitter or however you'd like to get a hold of us.
Yeah.
And we'll try to make it happen.
Yeah.
I hope it's special.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
Yeah.
All right. With all of that aside, as always, remember.
This never happened.